So, this is my procrastination confession, I guess, for this week. A few of you have caught it. I have been definitely behind on scheduling Anoya and making sure that it was up at a certain time. So, I've had a few people query about my keyboard. Those of you who have been with me for a long time have listened to me go through the whole keyboard buying process, and how when you start down that bunny trail, oh, mechanical keyboard. This isn't just going on Amazon and looking up a keyboard. Mechanical keyboard bunny trail. It is a whole new world. There is 10KL. Do you know what that means? I do. There are different color switches. There's different makers of different color switches. There are different things that keycaps are made out of. And anyway, the list goes on and on. And because sometimes I'm a little bit extra, I love blue switches. Now, for some of you, that's like, whatever. I don't know what she means. Maybe they're blue. Maybe she likes the color blue. It's not that. The blue switches have a tangible... the blue switches have a feeling. So as you are typing, when the key goes down a certain amount, you feel a bump. They're tactile. There's a bump. And then they're noisy. But I haven't got to that part. And we're going to see whether or not Peter will actually edit this file and send it, because he may decide that he's finally had enough and he's just going to go celibate or hermit or whatever. What I am working on, so what you're going to hear me typing in a moment, is catching up and scheduling the rest of Unoya. Today, it's currently 6:04 in not-so-sunny Wales, p.m., not a.m., on Wednesday, the 16th. So obviously, Wednesdays have been up, but it means I need to put Thursday up. So, I start with the one that's a little bit most annoying to me, and that is YouTube. Sorry, everybody who's listening to this on YouTube. It's just, well, I think I've mentioned this before, and the reason I'm distracted as I'm reading at the moment is I have ADHD, but not like can't focus on anything and, oh, look, shiny squirrel. That's just, you know, I ramble. That's all. But in... for me, it is a hyper focus. So if I am in the morning, my productive time, I have to be super careful that I am focusing on what I need to be focused on. Or else I can find myself spending an entire hour or two or however long down the nuttiest of bunny trails, learning all kinds of interesting yet not always useful things. So, with that said, when I open YouTube, it's just clutter. I don't know. Maybe there's a better way to do it. Maybe I'm just doing it the hard, old-fashioned or whatever way, and there's like the super easy way to do it or straightforward way, you know, or just paying somebody else to do it. Not creating. I love creating. It's just the tediousness of this. I don't mind the podcast. It's very straightforward. I don't mind WordPress. It's very straightforward. And I guess YouTube technically is straightforward. It just doesn't feel it. So, Thursday's Unoya is going up now. That's what you heard me click on. And then I usually debate if I should say what the session is about or not. But you know what? It's Unoya. You know what it's about. So I delete that, I upload a thumbnail, which technically I don't have to do if I'm just patient enough, because you can just take it from the thing, but I'm not patient enough. So where is it? See, I actually do have my desktop pretty decently organized. It's just, they're all orange. So I need one of you guys to go through, take these pictures, and I don't know, let's pry them up a bit. Let's turn them into rainbows. So for Eunoia, you know how this gentleman is holding the salt lamp and it's the appropriate salt lamp color? If we did 7 different colors, it actually would make my life a bit easier, but I don't know if it would just be annoying for all of you. See, this is when Bunny comes in and he's like, Mistress Elswith, you need a brand. And I'm like, I have a small fascination with the idea of branding, but not in the same way that he thinks. So what we do is we find the Thursday thumbnail, we click upload, playlist, Eunoia, done, down, and next. Then it's like, do you want to harass the people watching this video by adding cards in an end screen? And sometimes I do, because funny, but the time I don't, because I just can't be bothered. Okay, schedule. So schedule for a Thursday the 17th, and I won't tell you anything else, because honestly I'm disappointed in a whole lot of you, because I've been doing something clever with it and nobody's caught on, or at least if they've caught on, I haven't seen somebody actually mention it. So that is done. Make sure it's actually the right date. Yeah, the 17th, and hit schedule. Then we copy this video link. I'm being a little bit lazy because this week I have a lot of odds and ends I'm trying to get done. But the good news is, the great news is, once I get these little odds and ends done, oh, my life is so different afterwards. So getting rid of some things that have been just good, but just major time eaters in my life, and just restructuring, which makes me very happy. I do like reorganizing my life regularly. You probably noticed that, because I tend to say the same thing to you guys. So let's write this post, and yeah, you'll get to hear me type in a moment. Okay, so this is the Ducky 12SF. And do you know why it's called the SF? Probably not, because normal people don't really know this fact, because honestly, it has nothing to do with everyday life. It's called the SF because, I need a drum roll. PETA, when you edit this, throw me a drum roll in, because that'd be really, really cool. It's called an SF because it stands for 65. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is a 65% keyboard. I have no idea how it's 65% of what? I guess their full size everything keyboard. Anyway, so Thursday. Oh, this is me typing. I'll be quiet so you can hear it. See, isn't that satisfying? It sounds really good. I'm actually going to write a note on here. That's me backspacing, which I do a lot. I tend to be a quick typer and backspacer, and that has actually been my style for quite a while, and it works for me. It drives other people crazy. I probably need my backspace key to be, what switch would that be? I think brown is silent. That'd be interesting, huh? Or I think it's red. I think red has the bump, which I like. But no sound. Are you starting to wonder what you're doing with your life? That you're listening to this American in Britain woman go on about mechanical keyboards? Seriously? Okay, so a that's all I'm going to put there, and then I'm going to put the video, and then we'll schedule it, and it'll be out tomorrow. So, thanks, guys. Thanks for sticking with me through my insane July. Oh, no, it was even worse, right? June was the neighbor remodeling their entire house endlessly. Then July, with me moving, and then the internet not getting on for like 2 whole weeks. And then August, which I think was a bleed over of trying to catch up from July and other things. And now September, which is catching up a bit with August. But by the 25th, it'll be smooth sailing. 25th is when all the personal sessions should be out, as long as you did your homework. And I have should have more public content out next month for October. It will definitely be what rhythm I would like to see paired in. Not paired. What rhythm I would like to see is Spoken by Elswith go in, and not so much locked down into a certain schedule, because I just don't think it's good. I realize why it works for a lot of people, and obviously I tend to fall into patterns, like with the daily Eunoias, the Monday checking the diary, and things like that. But I don't want to be locked into must produce something like every Wednesday. I enjoy doing the bedtime story reading, and that's coming out on Sunday, because a few people said that Sunday worked best for them for that. But otherwise, you know, we're just having fun, right? That's what we're doing. We're just having fun. And so it shouldn't feel like a job or a chore, because that really will take all the fun out of it. So I'm going to finish typing this up, and then I'm going to hang up on you.